The Staying Healthy Show is owned and produced by Stay Healthy Media, Inc. All opinions expressed by the hosts or guests are their own and are not endorsed by either radio station management or any of its advertisers.
My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy Radio Show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello, and welcome back to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with great information for your good health. Learning how to approach your health today is very, very important. And also realizing chances are we're probably not doing the right thing or taking care of ourselves as well as we should is something we need to know and something we need to fess up to, be honest with, and realize that, you know, life is not the same today as it was a decade or two ago. You know, we don't have that luxury of putting everything on the back burner. We need to start focusing and controlling the things we can control. And when I say that, I mean your diet, the way you sleep at night, your fluid consumption, your stress balancing, your positivity, reducing your negativity, things like that. Those are things we can control. There's many things we can't, but there are many that we can. And if we would do that, we'd be much better off in the long run. Every day here on the show, the Staying Healthy Radio Show, I bring you the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the educators, the formulators, the company founders, the people that are out there training, writing, and creating amazing products to bring their great information, because it is an information world. And today we have so much misinformation out there, it has become a confusing mess. So I try to bring you more of the detailed, honest, true-to-form information so that you can take all of that and then make up your own mind and hopefully choose things a little bit better, a little bit wiser, and, you know, maybe put yourself into a better, healthy category, because you're going to take focus, you know, as important as you should, and you're going to learn how to ask questions and have a dialogue. If you can't tune in live to the show from 8 to 9 in the morning, Monday through Friday, make sure that you search out my podcast, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. My podcasts are available on the Stay Healthy website, which is from Stay Healthy Health Food Store, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, you can go to my webpage as well, drjeffreyburke.com, and you can download the podcast when it's convenient for you. Great information. And we want to make sure that we have as much of it coming our way, because you know what? Everything else in your life that you think is really important, it is. But when you lose your health, all that stuff you thought was really important becomes very secondary to gaining or regaining back your health again. So take the time, take the energy, have the focus, and do the things you need to do to hold on to your health and allow you to be able to lead a healthier journey. Part of that is going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston at 840 South Rancho Drive. They're at the Smiths Town and Country Center. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy is one of those awesome places that has been around a long time. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They have the longevity. They also have the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, knowledge, education, and great passion, as well as a familiarity of what's going on in the world around us and all what's going on within the store and health and nutrition. So you'll feel not only comfortable, but you'll also be able to get great information and make sure that you're heading down the right road. You know, today we hear things, we hear bits and pieces, we try to listen to our friends and what they're doing, and, you know, we kind of play it as gospel, and then we do something, 3 months later we find out we're using completely the wrong thing at the wrong time of day for the wrong reason. So you just wasted time. Don't waste time, don't waste money, don't waste energy. Go to Stay Healthy, talk with them, let them help you start out in the right direction so that hopefully you can achieve the benefits that you're trying to achieve. That's what they're all about. The best products in every category, great prices, and above and beyond that, some wonderful peace of mind. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print coupons to use in the store. You can listen to the radio podcast at their webpage. You can also leave your email address and start getting future newsletters from the store. And they're really, really good. They've been working really hard on their newsletters. You can also give them a thumbs up on Facebook and start being connected for their daily posts that are educational and knowledgeable, sometimes even a little humorous, but also very insightful every single day on their post. And remember, another service that they're offering for convenience, if you email the store with your order at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com, contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com, when you get there, your order will be ready. Just another service from Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Well, today we're going to be talking a couple different things. We're going to start the show with olive leaf. And I thought that it was probably important to talk about olive leaf today because there is just so much going on out there with between inflammation and immune. People that are today looking at trying to keep their body stronger and their immune system stronger, I think it's something that we really need to be focusing on because I think a lot of us, you know, we might not pay the attention we should be paying. And I do think that we need to do that. Long used in all kinds of traditional medicine, olive leaf extract comes from leaves of the olive tree. It also has a variety of health benefits. The oleuropein, it's kind of hard to pronounce, or just call it olive leaf. That's what you'll ask for when you go to the store. And the olive leaf complex from Barleans, we're going to be talking about their products today, which I absolutely love. One, they just made them taste incredible. I use the peppermint flavor because it tastes like a candy cane. I take it. I don't take it all year, but I do take it during the winter months, all the way through flu and cold season, and I take it into allergy season because it's been very helpful. And of course, one thing I do use all year long in my studio is the olive leaf throat coat spray. It's fantastic. I take a couple squirts before every show. If my throat's mildly irritated, sometimes you might even hear me spritzing a little bit in my mouth because I'll use it throughout the show, but it has been a savior. I carry it when I travel. I always have it on hand. It tastes really, really good. And the wonderful thing about it is it works. So definitely something you can look into. And once again, of course, you can trust Barleans because you know you trust them for so many other products. Their olive leaf division is really quite amazing. Historically, olive leaf has been shown to be used for the prevention in different things, everything from inflammation, different kinds of infections. There are many holistic physicians that recommend it for urinary tract infections, and a lot of times for the common cold and flu. It's also been recommended for things like yeast and candidiasis. So many different things. I think that we get the benefit in a lot of areas. I have people that will start using the Barleans olive leaf complex. They'll use it for a while and they'll feel that they're not getting sick. They're not getting the colds and everybody around them is sick, but then they'll find out that they're getting benefits in other areas that they may not have had any idea that it could have made a difference in. And that's one of my favorite things, are finding radiated benefits in many different areas. I think that's always been a good thing. The other thing you want to make sure you're doing is using a quality form. Barleans make sure that, you know, because it's not always good tasting, because it can be very, very bitter. They found a way to make it, you take it right off the spoon and you enjoy it. The first time I did it, I kid you not, I just thought of a candy cane because it just tasted so good. So I've had no problem using it. And, you know, over the years, I've taken some really bad tasting products that are out there, and I know they're good for me. But I also know me, and after a period of time, they have a tendency to work their way to the back of the cabinet because, you know, I'm one of the first ones that says taste is important. Our palate is very strong, and our palate is very demanding, and our palate is very fussy, And today, most people that are eating a lot of very unhealthy food that tastes good to them, it's very difficult for them to switch over and start eating food that is good for them and also tastes good, but may not taste the same way of the fast food, junk food, and processed food that they've been consuming. So you have to kind of push against your palate a little bit. And if you give it a little bit of time, I guarantee you, you'll be pleased that you did this. The other thing is, people ask all the time, is it okay to use this on a regular basis? Yes, it is. They have been getting great results with olive leaf around the world. You know, this is nothing new. This has been around for a very, very long time. And when you first start looking at all the benefits that are there, you're going to see that it's really hitting on a lot of different things. A lot of studies have been done, mostly animal studies. I don't know how many human studies they've done as a reducer for inflammation. But, you know, I think one of the things is when your inflammation levels are higher and you get sick or run down, it seems that inflammation drives the unhealthy symptoms to be worse than they should be. Just like inflammation drives arthritis to be worse or unhealthy skin to break more often and be more irritating and to actually affect negatively many of your standard levels in your body. I mean, everything from blood sugar to cholesterol to blood pressure, all these things. Everything in your body that's a health problem is intensified and made worse because of the fact that inflammation is a driving force. So reducing inflammation, very important. And don't forget, you know, another great anti-inflammatory is your omega-3 fatty acids. And, you know, Barlean's is well known for their oils. So fish oils and flaxseed oil, both in liquids and capsules. And, of course, their Seriously Delicious line of omega-3 fatty acids that are off-the-spoon deliciousness, flavors that are incredible. So I think that reducing inflammation, omega-3, should definitely be part of that process. The other thing about using the olive leaf is, you know, you can use it when you're traveling. You can use it when you're at home. You can use it at work. If you talk a lot for a living, oh my goodness, please get the throat spray and start using it. You're going to really, really enjoy it. If you're around a lot of people, it'd be a great idea to take a teaspoon of the olive leaf complex every day, twice a day, if you really work in a big germ-filled environment. I know out here I have a lot of people that work in the guest areas or in the casino areas here in Las Vegas. And many of them are definite users of olive leaf just because they're trying to protect their own individual environment. Can they control the germs in their area? No. Can they control the viruses and colds and flus and things that people bring with them from around the world when they're coming here? No, you can't control somebody coughing and touching surfaces that have been infected. You can't control the viral bacterias that are in the air. You can't control that. So what we have to do is kind of find a way to give ourselves a protective bubble wrap, if you will. And that is really, really important to do that. So, yeah, I've been a big believer in the olive leaf for a long time. Actually, for a long, long time. I go back to when it was so unpalatable that I could barely get it down. The old tinctures that were available, I still can't get that down. And now I don't have to because there's a delicious way to take it. But I remember we used to try to do this and put it in tea or put it in a little juice or put it in warm water. And oh, and then for the longest time, you had to let the alcohol evaporate, you know. But I think for me, I like the consistency and I really enjoy the product, but it being good tasting, you know, and I've stressed this already three times, is really important because our palates are that strong. You know, when you start changing your diet, as an example, and you're getting rid of all the stuff that you're used to eating for, let's say, a long period of time, and all of a sudden now you've got all these healthy foods, the first thing that's going to push back against you is your palate. I mean, our palates will literally talk to us and say, you know what, let's do this today. Let's go back to this. We miss this. And, you know, it's very easy to give into your palate because, let's face it, most of us want to be eating the things that we love to eat. You know, and we know they may not be good for us, but we still want them, and our palates solidify that need and that want, and then we give in. But if you push back a little bit against it, and you're like, nope, I'm going to eat this food because it's good for me and it tastes good, and you're going to eventually love it and want it, your palate will come around, and your palate will, may take a couple weeks, and then your palate will start saying, you know what, this is good. I like this. These fruits and vegetables are good. I love this protein, these healthy carbohydrates. These are great. You know, I'm loving all the good food. And yeah, this is good. I can do this. But I'll tell you what, the first couple of weeks of switching over, it's not going to be that easy. And getting healthy in the middle of an unhealthy world, your body's going to push back against you. So you have to make sure that you are prepared for that pushback and that you are able to stand up to it and have a little bit of a backbone and realize that although your palate is very, very strong, you can be stronger because you know that this is a better way for you to go. And it's just basically the idea, let's say that you are, you know, taking the time to start using your olive leaf every single day. You're not having to push back as much because of the fact that it tastes good. And you're not having to push back as much because there's like no aftertaste and because you enjoy taking it. And, you know, after a period of time when you notice that you're feeling good and feeling healthy and maybe the people around you are dropping like flies, that's a pretty good way of solidifying the benefit and the need and the necessity and that motivation that you're doing the right thing. Because, you know, sometimes we take things and, you know, we know they're good for us and they may be good for us down the road in our golden years and preparing our bones and protecting our muscles and ligaments and tendons. And that's all really good stuff. But I guarantee you, if you notice some changes along the way, oh, that's one of the most motivating factors you can possibly have. And I find it more with guys than I do with women because, you know, women, you know, they really study the body. They study the literature and the information. Most of us, we know it may be good for us, but boy, if we notice something different, we're going to stay with it. And if you are somebody who works in a germ-filled environment and you are used to getting sick a lot and you start using something like the olive leaf to keep your immune system a little stronger and as a supporter to keep your immune system as healthy as you possibly can and maybe be able to dodge some of these unhealthy bullets, you know what? That's one of the things that we need. And when we see it and feel it and experience success and motivating things like that, guess what? We're going to be on board. And you know what usually happens? I'll hear from people that'll send me a note and they'll be like, hey, Jeff, I've been on that olive leaf for like a month. Everybody around me sick and I haven't gotten sick at all. I'm willing to try something else. What might be a good suggestion for this or that or this? They're motivated. And I love it when that happens because that allows us to realize that we can make changes. And when we see a change, it's the most motivating thing in the world to be able to be that motivated and be that happy with something and feel the difference. You know, this question came in a long time ago and I've been saving it just for this. It says, how do you feel about when my kids leave the morning before school that I give them a spray in their mouth of the throat spray? I think it's fantastic. And I think you should probably throw some of the olive leaf in their smoothie or their oatmeal or their yogurt. You know, nothing better than candy cane flavored yogurt in the morning. If you add the olive leaf to plain yogurt, it's going to taste like a candy cane. You know, it just tastes good. And you know, like I said, I lead with the palate all the time because our palates are strong. And if you don't satisfy the palate, it's going to push back because there's plenty of things that we take all the time as far as our nutrition is concerned that just taste terrible. And many things, not as many today as there were. But I will tell you, there was a time when most of the things, most of the herbal tinctures we took were just god-awful tasting. And we're mixing them together, which made them taste even worse. And I remember doing those little shooters, little aloe vera juice, little apple cider vinegar, little flax oil, putting all those herbs in there and just taking a shooter a couple times a day. Ugh. You know, it made me hate them. And, you know, because the taste was so terrible. You know, but everything's come around and things are put together today. They're more absorbable. They're more bioavailable. They're more effective and they taste better. And technology, you know, has incorporated in flavor because they're not stupid. They know that somebody may buy one thing one time, but if they absolutely hate it, it's going to end up on a shelf in the back of a cabinet. And they're never going to buy it again. So have they had to not only work on the availability and the bioavailability and the effectiveness of the product and also incorporate in flavor for things that are liquid or tinctures? Yes, they have. Do you think it's worthwhile? I absolutely do. You know, when I'm traveling now, you know, I try to squirt the spray in my throat and I keep it in, like I said, in my studio. And when I'm traveling, sometimes I'll do my shows from the hotels. And it's just routine for me. I plug in, I get everything set, I get my headphones all charged, and I'm ready to go. And before I do it, I have my water or my green tea next to me, and I have my spray bottle, and I'll squirt before the show. I'll squirt on the break. I'll squirt, you know, at the end of the show. It's just become habit because I've seen it work. Now, there are things out there that I've tried over the years, and I've tried more than once that did not work for me, but they've worked for other people, and that's great. But I've tried. Maybe my body makeup just did not utilize it well, and there is that consideration. You know, but we also work and live in a world where everybody wants to fix every problem by tomorrow. And if one of their friends got great results in 24 hours, then we should get results in 24 hours. And if it doesn't go our way, we throw a hissy fit and we stomp our feet. And then we say, well, nothing in this industry works. And we throw everything out. It's so ridiculous. It's so childish. Because we're all different, and everybody responds to things a little bit differently. So if you're trying something and you've given it a fair shot, it may just not be for you. But I think you're going to find that most of the things that I try to talk about here really do cover a broad amount and spectrum of people, you know, where people are getting results in every age category, both men and women, in many different states of health and digestive, compromising guts. You know, so I try to make sure that we're talking about products that make a difference for a big portion of people. And even with that being said, over the years, I've still told people, I said, let's try this for a month. Let's see how we do. Let's see how you react. Let's see how your body responds. And we may have to try another avenue. I mean, I'm very honest that we're all different and that we all have to respond differently. So I try to make sure that although we are doing all the right things and we may be doing everything well, we may have screwed up things along the way. How many of us are on acid suppressive medications? How many people are living on Rolaids and acid Tums and taking antacids and are dealing with gastric distress? A very big portion of our society. And many of them are just self-medicating. How many of them know that they should be using digestive enzymes and probiotics to get to the source of the problem? And how many of them actually know that by doing that, all they're doing is covering up the problem and they're not affecting their digestive positively at all? All they're doing is getting rid of annoying symptoms because they were so annoyed and driving them crazy that they wanted them to go away. And how many of them think that they fixed the problem just because the symptoms are gone? A lot. And then all of a sudden they have to stop taking it for one reason or another. And they find out that not only is it still an issue, but it's a bigger issue than it ever was before because all the time they were covering things up, it was getting worse. They just didn't know about it. So cover-up medicine is very, very, very popular today. But, you know, honestly, if you have that conversation with yourself, you have to know that sometimes you're just covering up problems. And sometimes you're only dealing with symptoms. I think we need to do things that are making changes, like building an immune system that's strong, preparing our bubble wrap around us so that it could deal with things that are coming in our direction. Also, you know, and doing the right things, eating a Mediterranean diet, drinking plenty of water, getting a good amount of rest, cutting the negativity and maybe the negative people out of your life. Sometimes we have to back away from that because it is unhealthy to be in those negative situations. And sometimes people have got to, you know, it's terrible. I got a letter from a lady that I know on the East Coast, and she's been listening to me for many, many years. She used to shop at my stores 25 years ago, but she's been listening to me since streaming was available. And she said she had to cut a huge portion of people in her life out because it was so negative and so unhealthy that it was just causing her major anxiety just to be around these people who never have a good positive thing to say about anything, anyone, or any conversation. She said, and my life has been just so much better. I just had to close the door. She goes, I don't know if I'll stay away forever, but for right now, I think I made a good move. And let me tell you, that's really hard to do, especially when they're your friends and your family or your people you work with at work. You know, there's negativity is such a terrible, life-changing, health-crushing emotion. And the problem is, you know, we have so much of it anyway. Turn on the news for 20 minutes and find out that you're not feeling negative. Good luck with that. But the problem is if you're around negativity all the time, it starts to change your own focus. And you start sometimes terribly adopting some of that mentality just because of association and environment. So taking that step away from it for your good health and well-being, you know what? Really important. you know, and being aware where the negativity is in your life and maybe limiting the amount of time and energy that you put toward that. It's very difficult to be able to be in a situation and be in a, you know, a life situation that is nothing but negative, because I guarantee your immune system is going to be down and you're not going to be happy and healthy in your own life, you know, so it's very difficult. So when people talking about the immune system, and we talk about olive leaf and, you know, spraying and taking the liquid every day for your immune system, we start talking about eating a good diet and drinking plenty of water and getting a good night's rest and all that good stuff. Yes, all very, 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 very positive, very beneficial. But sometimes we forget about some of the things like activity levels and balancing the negativity in our life and learning how to decompress from the stress that we're under. Those are things that we have a tendency not to focus on, but they could be some of the most powerful changes we need to make. The worst thing is if all the negativity is in a family, because that's a big group to walk away from. And, you know, sometimes when you have a tendency to voice your opinion in the middle of a very negative room, you know, it's not going to go over very well, you know, especially if everybody in the room is on the same mindset. A friend of mine lived in New York many years ago, and I've talked about her before. She was a lawyer at a very, very large law firm in New York, and she was the only woman lawyer there. It was all men, and it was definitely a boys' club. And even though she brought more business to that office than anybody else and had the best success rate fighting in court as a defense attorney, they still treated her like she didn't exist. And she was in a very bad marriage, a very abusive marriage. So work was unhealthy, home was unhealthy, and her health was dramatically suffering. So I had heard from her, and she said, "I'm just in this weird situation." And I said, "Well, you have control." I said, "This is one of those things." And she listens to my show. And I said, "This is one of those times when all of those things are things that you can control." And that's all I said. I said, "You know, I hope you get better, you know, take some time for you, yada, yada, yada." So I didn't hear from her for like 2 months. And finally, out of the blue, I heard from her, and she wanted to FaceTime, so I FaceTimed. She looked amazing. I said, "What's going on?" And she said, "Well," she goes, "I listened to what you said, and I realized that I do have control." I said, "What did you do?" She goes, "I quit my job." And she goes, and within 10 minutes, companies were calling me from all over the city, because word travels fast. And she goes, "I got a job at a place that was recruiting me for the longest time with the nicest people, and it's supportive and fun. And all the people there are great friends, inside work, outside work, supportive. Everybody works together." She goes, "It's fantastic." And she goes, "And I got divorced, got rid of it." She goes, "It was unhealthy, and, you know, he was abusive and all that stuff." And she said, "You know, he smacked me one time for the last time, and I got myself a great lawyer, and that's over too." And I said, "So how are you doing?" She goes, "Fabulous." She goes, "I'm healthy, dropped like 20 pounds. I'm back at the gym, going out with friends, enjoying work, enjoying my home." She said, "Everything's fantastic." She goes, "You're right." She goes, "We can control things that are out there." She also said, "I have not been sick in a couple months." And she was getting sick all the time. I said, "Well, unhappiness, anxiety, depression, and negativity causes our immune system to be weak." She said, "And I'm not in any of those anymore." She goes, "I'm positive, feel fantastic, changed my diet." She goes, "I'm drinking water that you've been barking at me to do for the last 20 some odd years. I'm finally drinking a ton of water. I'm exercising." She said, "I feel fabulous." She said, "It's just too bad that it took me so long." I said, "Look, it takes as long as it takes. Not everybody is ready to make a change in their life. And the thing is, nobody can make those changes for you. If you decide to get healthy and work on your immune system and eat a good diet and, you know, get exercising and drink water and get a better bedtime and get more rest, nobody's going to tell you what to do that. You don't have any parents there telling you what to do or somebody ordering you to change your life. You have to do it." And I think that's why it's so hard for us to get healthy today, is because we're the ones that have to have the iron fist with the silk glove and have the conversation with ourselves that life needs to change. Because if you don't do it, you know, you're never going to see anything different than what you're already seeing. What did they say one time? You need to be the lead dog on a Iditarod team of dogs on sledding. Because if you're not the lead dog making the changes, you know, creating better everything, the view never changes. And boy, that's true. If you're one of those dogs behind, what you see in front of you is dog butt. You know, so you might as well be the lead dog so you can be the one directing, changing, leading, and making your life better and healthier and being able to change the direction. And I'll tell you what, that's important. So I hope that you will definitely keep this product in mind. Love, love, love the olive leaf from Barleen's. I love the peppermint flavor. I love the spray. The spray is something you can carry with you, keep at your office. You start getting a little scratchy throat, or you're around some people that, you know, you're just kind of questioning their health. You know, drink some water and then do a couple squirts. You're going to love it. It tastes great. It's a great throat spray, and it tastes delicious. Olive leaf liquid, olive leaf spray, available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Now, today we're going to talk about something I haven't talked a lot about in a long time, which are lignans. And we're going to talk about the Breveil from Barleen's. And I think that this is a very, very interesting product. And I think for many people, they may not know much about it. But, you know, a lot of women today are starting to look at lignans as balancing agents. Now, when you think about lignans, you think about flaxseed oil, which has lignans in it. You also think about ground flaxseed. The Breveil, the plant lignin extract, is a very, very strong combination. University researched and developed, supports a very healthy estrogen balance and healthy breast tissue, something that can be used on a regular basis. Having better, healthy breast health in general, I think it's something that a lot of people will want to look into. Breveil plant lignin extract from Barleen's oils is it's a dietary supplement that seeks to support women during monthly challenges and during normal aging. I mean, we're all aging. You know, every single month, our body goes through more changes. Every year, things are a little different. The way we respond, the way our body responds, those are all things that are different. This is a formula, the Breveil, that may also support a normal mood and behavior, may promote the normal production of estrogen, and may also support the healthy development of tissue. This formula, the Breveil, contains an extract from flaxseed that yields a compound known as lignans. Now, lignin is a phytonutrient that provides antioxidant support and is made up of a large group of chemical compounds. One of these compounds is a phytoestrogen, a chemical, you know, similar to estrogen that interacts with receptors and helps to maintain estrogen levels already within normal range. Also in this supplement are nutrients that help to support the development of healthy tissue. It also has some cholecalciferol, a form of vitamin D that is believed to support several functions of a healthy body, including normal bone maintenance and calcium storage. Cholecalciferol also supports a healthy immune system and a better response to things like internal challenges. Now, who would be a candidate for this? Now, over the years, I know a lot of women that have processed and used this and at different ages. Maybe they're past menopause. I know women that have used this at a younger age for helping with premenstrual problems. Many of them use it for helping with a healthy mood and better behavior. And that could be around your menstrual cycle. It could also be just in general. And also can probably give some good support for helping during those monthly challenges, like when your cycle is fluctuating. Now, a lot of people will ask me, a lot of women will say, do I take it only when I need it around that time? I think it's better to do it all the time, especially if you have a menstrual cycle that rotates, or if you're already menopausal or premenopausal or postmenopausal, things have a tendency to just change at the drop of a spoon. You don't know when things are going to change. You don't know when things are going to be a little bit different. So being able to use something that might make your body a little healthier, you know, and more balanced might be a good idea. We've talked about the Breveil many times over the years, and I know the women that have incorporated it in would be the first to tell you that it's made a dramatic difference in the way they feel, the way they act, the actual state of health of their body, and also at the same time, how effectively they're able to put things into a more balanced situation. Now, I know doctors that recommend this. You know, people want to imagine lignans. If you've ever bought the high lignin flaxseed oil from Barleen's and, you know, and you shake your bottle, see, I'm one of those people that, you know, tighten it really tight and like to store it upside down in my refrigerator just because the lignins then disperse back in. But if you've ever got to the very bottom and you see all of that dark kind of thick stuff at the bottom, those are lignins. And lignins are extremely important. That's why I'm a huge believer of the high lignin flaxseed oil from Barleans, because I think getting those lignins every day. I'm also a big believer in using ground flax as well as the flaxseed oil with lignins in it. I want to get it from as many sources as I can. So shaking it up really well, storing it upside down in my refrigerator, you can see the darkness of it as it comes out, and I'm able to get it into my smoothie or my yogurt. I don't take it right off the spoon. I do sometimes make a piece of toast, and I've actually put the flaxseed oil and the lignins right on the toast, and it just soaks right in. And then I may put something on the top of the toast, like tomatoes or cream cheese or something, or onions or lox, one of those things, and then I'll just eat it as a sandwich. But I know they're in there, and to me, I know I'm eating every bit of it, because when there's nothing left, it means I didn't waste any residue, and I didn't waste anything. I got the benefit of all of it. So lignins are very important. A lot of us use it for our immune system and for our skin and for inflammation. So very, very, very effective. So when you start looking at all this, you may think to yourself, who's a candidate? Well, lignins have this unique ability to balance hormones, especially estrogen. So the lignins exert a weak estrogenic effect. If estrogen levels are low, they get a boost of estrogen from the lignins. If estrogen levels are high, plant lignins will compete with the endogenous natural occurring estrogen for estrogen receptors. See, and I think if you imagine, you know, let's imagine a marina, let's say on the ocean in California. And people there dock their boats in these things called slips. So if you look at it, there's like slip in a dock, slip in a dock, slip in a dock. And people actually live on boats there. Sometimes they store their boats there. Sometimes they put them in there in between trips when they're going in and out. Some people go in and out every day. Some people may go out every 3-4 months. Some people may just park there and live on their boats. But that boat for the period of time is taking up that slip. Now, around the body, you know, we've talked about CBD and endocannabinoids and receptor sites. There are estrogen receptor sites around the body as well. So if you imagine them to be like slips in an arena, when a younger woman, when those slips get opened up and they have an opening, usually an estrogen will fill in. As women are getting older, they're not needing that much estrogen. So every time one opens up, you know, if they have an imbalance of estrogen, you know, it's going to keep filling up into those slips. But lignins have the innate ability to mimic, being an estrogen mimicker, to fill those slips. And what ends up happening is if enough of them are filling those open little slip categories, the estrogen that's floating around ends up getting washed out of the body and not needed, because you don't need that much estrogen because there's no place for the endogenous estrogen to go. The stronger endogenous estrogen gets flushed from the system, leaving the system with a combination of endogenous estrogen and plant estrogen, finding a balance, because women don't need as much of that and the extra stuff gets washed out. The result is a less estrogen effect in the body. The balancing effect of estrogen can benefit many organs and systems within the female body. Lignins mimic estrogen and provide a natural way to get natural hormone replacement therapy without some of the risks associated with conventional therapy. We know that because they mimic them, they bring a lot of the same benefits to the table without, you know, the risks of having a ton of estrogen. Do you remember when just maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, when women were always given estrogen, they didn't really need it, but they were giving compounded amounts of estrogen. And we found out later that sometimes what they needed was, progesterone. They didn't need estrogen. They didn't need that amount of estrogen. And now you read studies on the huge amount of estrogen that was brought into the body, and we find out that much of it caused many of the cancers that were out there because women were bombarded with different kinds of estrogen levels that were way off the charts. So there was definitely links to breast cancer, ovarian cancer, fallopian, stomach, and different kinds of cancers from the abundance of estrogen that these women were being bombarded with. I mean, the philosophy and the mentality has changed dramatically. I know many endocrinologists and many female doctors today that will not recommend estrogen. They may recommend lignans. They recommend Breveil. They recommend a whole food diet. They recommend natural ways of getting plant estrogens in the body to fill those areas so there doesn't become an abundance of estrogen. And that's really important to know. So I hope that you'll realize that as you are getting healthy, once again, you have good choices. And keeping this in mind, maybe you're hearing about it for the very first time. Balanced estrogen levels helps reduce the frequency and intensity of hot flashes. They say more hot flashes occur when there's an imbalance. You know, we talk a lot about imbalances. We talk about, you know, CBD working on the endocannabinoid system and helping to put the body at ease into the state of homeostasis. Well, a state of balance of estrogen is also something that women need to achieve and try to achieve. You know, estrogen levels that are out of balance can lead women down, you know, very unhealthy roads. You know, so being able to put the body once again in balance, we know that the body is going to function more appropriately. We know that lignans are one of the best sources of antioxidants. Antioxidants help build and maintain the immune system. If the immune system is stronger and more in tune, it's going to be better. You know, if you're using the Breveil and you're mixing it with CBD, you're going to have an endocannabinoid system that's more balanced, an estrogen level that's more balanced. You're going to have better balance throughout the body. You're going to feel better. There's going to be better communication within the body. So those are things that you should definitely keep in mind. Balance. You know, I think we shrug our shoulders and roll our eyes when we talk a little bit about balance because it just sounds so trivial and so easy and so, you know, it's not thought-provoking at all. It's just like, yeah, well, that just makes sense, duh. Well, but the thing is, some of the easiest things that we talk about, that we hear about every day, are the things that we don't do enough about. How many times do I have to scream at somebody to drink water? And they've got recurrent urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections and a stool that's so hard they can't pass it because it's like a brick. I mean, when do you start drinking water? When do you start applying these very basic, childish, little crazy things that you roll your eyes about, but you're not working it? When are people that are exhausted all the time going to start getting a better night's rest, going to bed earlier, and maybe using something to knock themselves out so they can get rest? Does it sound basic and trivial? Absolutely. Are we doing it? No. You know, you can't have dry, dry skin and not drink water and not put oil inside your body to hydrate and lubricate the skin from the inside out. It's not just about putting a lotion on your skin. It's beneficial. It works on the outer layer of the skin, but when that layer sloughs off and the other layer that's worked its way progressively from the inside of the body comes out and it's just as dry because there's no water in the body and no oil in the body, it's going to be a perpetual dipping yourself in lotion because you're not changing the state of your lubrication and moisture in your body. All you're doing is hydrating that topical layer that may be on you for a day or two before the skin cells slough off. Everything starts on the inside of the body. And if you don't have balance, you don't have health. And I think many of us have just learned how to be out of balance, and a lot of us have learned how to live with mediocrity of health. We've accepted it. We've grandfathered it in. We've decided that that's as good as it's going to be. Or we've put ourselves into a category where it's just like, you know what? You know, it's okay. I'm used to it. Ugh, if I hear that one more time, I'd explode. You know, I've gotten used to not feeling good. I've gotten used to having unhealthy skin. I've gotten used to being constipated. I've gotten used to being tired and fatigued and irritable and moody and cranky. I've got tired of doing all this stuff, but I've accepted that that's the way it's going to be. Why would you accept it? When did we stop fighting for our health? If you're a woman and you're postmenopausal or premenopausal or menopausal and you're not doing something to help being that estrogen balance, you're missing the boat. If you're not lubricating your body from the inside to keep your body hydrated and moisturized, you know, if you're trying to have sexual intercourse and you have no libido because you're out of balance and you're having painful intercourse because of lack of moisture and dryness, and you're not supplementing good oils to your body from the inside, you're missing the boat. These are basic things that should be going on. And if you don't know them, you know, ask questions. I think that's one of the greatest things about going to Stay Healthy is you can get these questions answered, and they're definitely going to be able to answer them for you and at least point you, steer you, or aim you in the right direction. Because sometimes I think we've just gotten to the point where we just have to kind of, you know, accept this mediocrity. And no, you should be fighting for it every day. It's like taking a spoon of the olive leaf complex and using the throat spray. It takes a second. Is it worth it? Yes, absolutely. Is it going to make a difference? Yes. Is it going to give you an extra layer of protection? Yes. And it's going to allow you to be able to do the things in your life without having to be as cautious. Of course, you always want to keep your eyes open around you, you know, not be around as many sick people if you don't have to. But for the normal things you're coming in contact with every day, having an extra layer of protection is crucial. So I hope that you'll take the time to do that because it's, my goodness, really, really important. When you're dealing with hormonal imbalance, whether you're premenstrual or you're premenopausal, menopausal, postmenopausal, or somewhere in between or anywhere around then, bringing in that Breveil, bringing in high lignin flaxseed oil can make a huge difference in so many different areas. You may get 10 benefits. Your friend may get 10 different benefits, but the benefits are there for the asking and the taking. If you don't do it, you know, the only person you're hurting is yourself. You know, I just think that we need to be more open to using Mother Nature the way that it was meant to be used and less focused on using drugstores that were created 100 years ago. These herbs, these nutrients, these plants, these oils, these fibers, these roots, leaves, stalks, seeds, pollens, these things that were put on here by Mother Nature, they're put here for a good reason. They're put here to give us alternatives and complements to keep our bodies as healthy as possible. And if you think you're the first one to use something or that it's brand new, many of these things that we talk about here on the show are decades, centuries old. And have been used very commonly on many parts of the world. But here, you may be hearing about it for the very first time. That's okay. But you know what? Gotta tell you, you need to start really looking at your overall health in general and finding out what you can do, what's available. You know, personally, if I was a woman and I was menopausal, I'd be wanting to have that high lignin flaxseed oil in my body to keep my body moisturized. Because remember, here's something that might just click. Lack of water, lack of oil internally, wrinkles, lots of them externally. You can't keep throwing lotion on the top and not putting in nourishing. See, as your skin works its way to the surface, if it's getting moisture and oils and water and hydration and antioxidants from vegetables and fruits, those layers of the skin as they're developing start carrying that oil and that moisture, and then it works its way to the next layer toward the outside and the next and the next. And before you know it, it is the shining star. It is the outward layer of your skin. It's worked its way out. It's on stage. It's the star of the show. And you're standing there in the mirror in your bathroom and your skin is like, wow, I look great. Or, yuck, I look terrible. If you're just putting lotion on your body for a temporary hydration fix, understand that's what it is. Now, there are great lotions and creams that make a dramatic difference. But you know what? You got to keep putting them on every single day because you're dealing with unhealthy skin that has lived its whole life in an unhealthy, dehydrated, lack of moisturizing oil environment. But you can change it. Drink your 8 to 10 glasses of water every single day. Put your oils in your diet. Put it with your vinegar. Use it on your salads. You know, use it in your smoothie. Do what you need to do. Get the flaxseed oil. Get the fish oil. Moisturize, lubricate, hydrate from the inside. And drink your water. And guess what? Your skin will change. So will your state of health. You'll also reduce inflammation. You know, and you're going to make a dramatic difference. Bring in the Breveil. That's going to work with the high lignin flaxseed oil to kind of help with that balance of estrogenic properties in the body. Fill those areas so that extra estrogenic levels in your body will flush out that you don't need. You don't need them hanging around. You need to be getting the benefit from the natural. So when you're thinking Barleen's, think about the olive leaf complex, the liquid, and the throat spray. Don't forget about the Breveil, little capsule. You can take it every single day. It has a very high success rate. And I think that women all the way from premenopause all the way through should be taking a capsule every single day for PMS, for mood, for menopause, for healthy breast tissue, for healthy estrogen balance, one capsule a day. I think it can make a dramatic difference. Why not do something healthy? Because it's gonna, you know, these levels are gonna happen. Estrogen, PMS, menopause, postmenopause, all that stuff, mood swings, all of that, unhealthy skin, weakened immune system, it's gonna happen no matter what. So do everything you can to bring it back in balance. Eat a Mediterranean diet, drink a lot of water, get a good amount of fiber to keep your bowels moving and your digestive system properly balanced. Exercise, get sleep, do all the things you need to do, the things that you can control and make a difference. So keep in mind the Prevail, keep in mind the Olive Leaf Complex and the Throat Spray available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store with all of the other great products from Barleen's. They do it right. Remember, this is last year they celebrated their 30th anniversary in the field. I mean, they've been doing it right for a long time. They have the reputation. They're already a company that you already trust. So here's two more things to add to that trust list because they do it the right way every time. Quality, integrity, and consistency of formulations. That's Barleen's. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to put them on your shopping list as the place to go for your health and well-being. You know, the great thing about going to Stay Healthy is not that they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. It's not that they've been in the industry and they're now in their fourth decade. It's about what you experience when you go there. Quality, education, knowledge, dialogue. Because they carry only the best of the best, you're not going to make a mistake. You're going to get your questions answered and you're going to feel awesome that this time around, you're going to make a change. And my goodness, there's nothing better than that. Because if you can hold on to your health and well-being, that is really the only goal that we should all have. Because all the other things that we do every day, your work, your wealth, your fame, your fortune, your friends, your family, and all the things and your deadlines and all that crazy stuff that cause us to be stressed out, burnt out, fried out, and crazy, guess what? When you're fighting for your health, none of that means anything. And you are not even going to be focusing on it because all you're going to care at that time is focusing on your good health, either holding on to it or getting it back. And I guarantee you, that's across the board for everybody. No matter what you've done with your life, what you've done for a living, and how green your pocketbook is. Health and well-being is something that everybody's trying to hold on to, but many times we don't do it until we start to lose it. Stay healthy. Go there and work with these amazing people. They're going to make sure that you have the tools you need, the knowledge, the information, the education, and you can take all of that with you and then formulate your own ideas and your own opinions. And my goodness, that's so important. I hope you'll do that. Remember to, when you go to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you and go to their webpage as well. Extra learning, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can actually listen to my podcast of the shows. When it's convenient for you, you can print a coupon to use in the store for your next purchase. You can also leave your email address and start getting future newsletters. And remember to give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Stay connected to the store. And also a brand new service. If you email the store at contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com with your order, they'll have it ready for you by the time you get to the store. I thank you all for taking the time to tune in. Please check out all the products from Barleen's at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. You can listen to them on my webpage and Stay Healthy's webpage as well. They're there when you need them, there when it's convenient, and always chock full of great information. Have a great day, everyone. Do something healthy. Do something just for you. Why? Because you deserve it and because you've earned it. Have a good day. Check out Barleen's. Bring your questions with you. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.